From Books in Motion, this is Kevin Foley, reading Walking K by Wes DeMott. Now let's begin with Chapter 1 of Walking K. Jacob Slaughter paced to the bed and turned. He made another slow lap of his hotel room as he waited for Liu Kamfong. His lean 6-foot frame crowded the small spaces. His blue eyes checked his watch, and his mind wrestled with the delay. He tried to avoid the mirrors, but they seemed to be everywhere, reflecting back the image he had never wanted to see again. It was the frightened face of his own youth, eroded by time to match his 46-year-old body. Even now his fear of this country crawled down his neck like the warm breath of a predatory animal. The deep cut through his nose was only a shadowy scar, and his right cheek had healed from the gouging until it was only slightly more sunken than the left. Laura often told him he was good-looking, but his wide, questioning eyes and raised brows made the mirror's product intolerable to him. He understood the look too well, knew exactly what it said about him. Slaughter was sure of himself where fear was concerned. Liu Kamfong had been insistent, demanding for such a quiet little man. "Wait there," he had said. "Stay off the streets of Hanoi. Anything could happen here, even now, and the trade agreement between their two governments was much too important to risk an unnecessary setback." So Slaughter waited in Hanoi's best hotel, taking inventory of all the differences between this room and the last one Vietnam had provided him. And he worried, too, because he knew Secretary of State Walter Mills was worried about his skills as a Foreign Service officer, and concerned about how much those abilities would be encumbered by his past. Reasons Slaughter understood completely. But the Vietnamese foreign minister had personally insisted on Slaughter, giving Secretary Mills no option but to send him. Slaughter stepped to the open window and took in the smells and noises of Hanoi from 3 stories up. They were less threatening now, more innocent than when he'd been here as a pimpled teenager, a bottle of Clearasil as necessary as his M16A1. He closed his eyes and breathed deep, concentrated on the sounds, discovered that most of them were the noises of any big city. But the rattle of broken-down bicycles set Hanoi apart. Always had, and probably always would. He stayed at the window with his eyes closed, the vivid memories terrorizing him until they were spooked off by someone pounding on his door. He jumped straight up, then bent midair into a crouch. He realized in that same piece of a second exactly how hard this would be for him. Maybe impossible. But he forced himself to the door and opened it, saw the small men. The one who'd pummeled the door was stepping back into line with a bitter twist on his little face. Slaughter's stomach knotted and his vision sharpened. He curled his mouth into a smile and stiffened himself against the fear the uniforms unleashed. He forced his attention from the uniforms to the 3 men wearing suits, the negotiators. Liu Kamfong, who had picked him up at Noi Bai Airport, stood in front of the other two like the tip of the spear. He was an intelligent man, American-educated, about 35 years old. He was pleasant-looking, with tight, smooth skin. Handsome in that dark, precise Asian way. Slaughter liked him. Spread along a line behind the negotiators were 6 armed men wearing the Socialist Republic of Vietnam's current military uniform, along with odd bits and pieces of the old wartime one. Like military men everywhere, they hardened their faces to match the severity of their clothes. As a group and individually, they looked unpleasant. Some managed the look better than others. Slaughter's smile began to feel stupid, and he wanted to let it fade away. But he didn't. He kept smiling and stepped into the hallway, passed each soldier in slow review, inspecting them very closely. Then he stopped in front of Liu Kamfong. He did not bow. Mr. Fong.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?